you could spend $50,000 on a new kitchen and not even get that money back when you sell if you don't have a strategy. Because look, not all renovations are created equal, and some might actually turn off the buyers completely. Welcome to Ask the Experts, where each week we talk to people in the industry, get that inside word on what's happening right now, what that means for the tactics that you should use to make the most of your money. Now today, diving into which renovations actually add value to your home and which ones are a waste of cash. Because whether you're fixing up to sell or you just want to be smart with your upgrades, this is the stuff that can really move the needle on resale value. Helping us wade through it all is the wonderful Vanessa Williams from realestate.co.nz. Making Sense is partnered with realestate.co.nz to get you the info you need in today's market. Property hunting can be a bit of an emotional roller coaster with its fair share of stress. That's where realestate.co.nz comes in. They've been helping Kiwis buy, sell, and rent since 1996, and their app is designed to make it easier and faster. What sets them apart? Flexibility. Realestate.co.nz gives you so many ways to search and so much information to help you make decisions. Realestate.co.nz. Download the app today. Making Sense is on a mission to make money simple, and I just couldn't do that without the support of KiwiBank. It's really important to me to only work with companies that understand that mission. And for KiwiBank, their purpose is to help Kiwi and Aotearoa be better off. So bringing you real stories of different approaches to finance is one of the ways they're making a difference to the lives of their customers. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi. Hi, Vanessa. Welcome back. Look, let's start with, I get a lot of DMs about this one. People are obsessed with their kitchen, their bathroom, but they're also obsessed with the idea of not wasting money. Fair enough. It's a big commitment. So kitchens and bathrooms, do they make a difference?
Great question. And thank you so much, as always, for having me back. It's a treat. Look, it's super interesting with kitchens and bathrooms, because prior to discussing kitchens or bathrooms, what I will discuss is that buyers are interesting characters within themselves, right? Because there are some buyers who will walk into a house and they love the idea of doing a reno, right? Whether it be a kitchen or a bathroom, there are people who see an opportunity and just froth over it. They think, this is going to be so exciting. This is fun. It's a bit of a dated kitchen. I could do this. I could do that. I could do this. That is not the majority of people. Majority of people walk in and go, oh, I dated a kitchen. I'm going to have to reno that and I don't really want to. So you, whenever you're thinking about renovations, and again, depending on what they are, but I do think it depends on if you are thinking this is your forever home, or this is one that you've sort of got into, it's in the right kind of area, the right sort of size for you and your family, and perhaps you're going to be in here a little bit longer, I would say make sure you do that reno for yourself. But it is going to add value in the long run, depending on how long you're in the house, of course. 30 years later, you might have to redo it again. But look, if you are doing those renos, think about it. Is it for yourself? And is it going to be here for a bit longer? Or are you doing it to sell? Because those are two quite different renovations in themselves. Because bathrooms and kitchens are always the ones that cause kind of the most pain, really. And they're the ones that really do need to be done most often with the most amount of tradies, of course, right? That's just the way it is. But look, what I would say is that if you have a really smart kitchen and you have kind of invested in that, they do say there's potentially about a 10% increase on the value that you invest into the kitchen, how that then comes out at the other end. So kitchens are sort of worth it, but also from a psyche of a buyer, if a buyer, most typical buyers, if they're walking into your house going, oh, wow, the kitchen is done, or the bathroom is done, well, actually that you're then opening yourself up to a wider pool of buyers who might be like, oh, it's done. I don't mind paying a little bit more for it, because the heartache and pain and the cost and the challenge of renovations, I don't have to do it. So I'm good with that. So yeah, it's really about thinking, A, what is your renovation for? If it is for selling versus if it is for you and your home. But yeah, bathrooms and kitchens are the areas that most people look at and go, oof, that's going to be a bit of a tough one. If they are just not renovating people, they're busy with family, they're busy with jobs, it becomes just another thing on the to-do list if it's not done.
And they're the areas of the house that people like to be nice as well. I feel like you spend a lot of time there, or they're quite functional, hardworking areas of the house. There was something you said right at the beginning of that answer as well that really stuck with me in terms of some buyers see it as an opportunity, many won't. And I feel like maybe part of it is as well what type of house you've got and who you're aiming at. Because I remember when we were looking for our first home, we wanted it as cheap as possible. We were really trying to get over that line, and we came across a place and it needed a bit of work. And I was like, sweet, that's cheaper. We can put in the sweat equity ourselves and do a lot of this ourselves. And that was a win for us. We were actually looking for places like that. Then when it came to, we were moving city for starters, but we also wanted to upgrade a little bit. And we'd been going through the reno process and hitting some of the realities of that. And I was just like, I never want to do that again. And we have a little more cushion in the budget this time. And what we came across was our next house was actually one that a flipper had got in and they'd upgraded it. But I didn't care at all. It was all very neutral. It was totally designed to appeal to the most people it could have. They'd done a great job. I don't mind flipping if they do a great job. And he had. And we went in there and I was like, I don't have to do anything. And at this point, I'm quite happy to pay for that.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was different stages of the market, right? I was two different buyers at two different times.
That's exactly right. And the flippers, which the beauty of that, and it sounds like a derogative term, it's not at all, because that, you know, some people make a very good business out of it and all power to them. But what they will typically do is exactly what you said, is they will make that renovation as neutral as possible so you can come in and add your color, your vibe, your life. And that's actually a beautiful position to come from, because then it's about making it yours, right?
100%. 100%. Now, another one that I've heard, and this is from a lot of chat with people who are some way property related, whether they're investors or they're in the construction or whatever, I've heard a lot that it matters with bedrooms. And sometimes when people are looking for a place they can reno, add value to, they're looking for a place where you can increase the number of bedrooms. Sometimes you get those really old houses. One of the bedrooms is enormous. You could potentially split it into two. Is this a thing? Does it make a difference? How hard is it?
Bedrooms are, I can put some data behind this, they are the ones that are genuinely going to move the number. So I just looked at some data for you all nationally. Let me get my numbers out here. So one bedroom right across New Zealand, right across the Motu, you're looking at the average asking price for one bedroom is about $487,000.
Okay.
Right? You get to two bedrooms, boom, you're right up to $644,000.
So,
that's about $180,000 jump from one to two bedrooms. Wow. Then you look at three bedrooms, which I would argue is probably our biggest populace of houses on the site at any one given time. Again, another $200,000, $845,000. So you start to think there, could we buy a two bedroom, make it into a three? It's super interesting. Jump up again to four. So go from three bedrooms to four bedrooms, you get us to $1.2 million. So what's that? $255,000, quarter of a million dollar jump on average across New Zealand from three bedroom to four bedroom. And finally, if you're in that bougie end of the market, going from a four beddy to five beddy, you're looking at a $500,000 jump. So you're going from around $1.2 million to $1.7 million on average nationally. So those are super hard numbers from the market right now. And look, to be honest, those ratios, sort of depending on where you're starting, the ratios of increases haven't changed too much over time. It's pretty consistent that you will see a greater average asking price and a greater value for a property with more bedrooms.
There you go. So it might be a bit complicated, but those jumps are pretty big. So that seems like one where the reno could pay off, again, as long as you're strategic.
Agreed. Yeah.
Find the perfect property faster with realestate.co.nz, the home of property. Realestate.co.nz allows you to search the way you want based on your budget, the location, the type of house. You can even draw on the map to find properties in a specific area. You can filter by price range, number of bedrooms, even keywords like brick and tile. If you're keen to avoid buying at auction, you select to view houses with the price displayed. That's super helpful, especially if you're using your KiwiSaver. When you've narrowed down your search, realestate.co.nz will alert you when a new property that matches it hits the market. Download the realestate.co.nz app to find your perfect property faster.
Life looks different for everyone. Maybe you're buying your first home, growing your whānau, dreaming of travel, or simply trying to stay on top of things. KiwiBank has the tools to help you manage your money your way. Find out more at kiwibank.co.nz. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi.
Okay, one that I've heard a lot of chat about, and this one's super cheap, painting.
Oh.
Fresh coat of paint can really liven things up, doesn't cost too much. Does this one pay off, do we think?
Absolutely. And again, we go back to my age old adage of you only get one chance at a first impression. And again, if something looks clean and fresh and decluttered, quite quickly buyers can see themselves in your house. If it looks tired, old, and paint chipped, it just looks like a lot of work and you just ruin that first impression. But you are dead right. It's particularly cheap and cheerful to pop a fresh coat of paint over the outside and the inside, interior walls, And man, that can make a real difference. If your budget is limited to get your house ready for sale, getting yourself a awesome lick of paint, man, very cost effective and very effective.
You mentioned there about decluttering, and that has, I feel like every real estate agent I've talked to has like mild PTSD on this from trying to get their clients to have a real proper deep clean and get some of your stuff out of your house, even if you store it with a friend. Deep clean and declutter is free and massive, actually, because it can make the house look bigger. It can make it look more expensive and, again, free, and people don't do it. It drives real estate agents nuts. From the ones who talk to me, they seem very emotional.
Yeah, and I can understand that too. It's like we don't need family pictures, because you've got to remember that buyers want to walk in the door and see themselves in your house. It is nothing against you, your family pictures, or, if you're into magical unicorn statues, you go, no judge. But you don't want, chances of you finding a magical unicorn statue buddy who wants to buy your house is probably pretty small, right? You're narrowing that buyer pool real tiny there. And so, look, there's no judge on you and your decorating style.
A little bit.
Well, maybe a little bit.
I'll do it.
But it's so important that a buyer walks into your home and can visualize themselves there. And if it's more neutral and there is less clutter around, they sort of could go, oh yeah, we could put the couch there. We could put that. Oh yeah, I could see that the bedrooms could go. You want them to be visualizing themselves in a fresh, clean home. And that's what's going to get you house price maximization, because that's ultimately, when we're selling, that's what we want. We do want to get top dollar for our house, and you want to stand out in front of all your competition of those 3-bedroom homes that are, say brick and tile in your area. You want to stand out, then allow those buyers to see themselves in your home.
100%. Anytime you get real specific, I'm always really curious about, I'm like, who gave Vanessa PTSD? What specific memory are we pulling on here? pools.
Yes.
Luxury or liability?
You know how I said to you before, there are reno people and there are non-reno people? There are pool people and non-pool people. Look, the majority of people in your typical homes in New Zealand will see them as a liability. It's perhaps a little bit more expected in the luxury market.
Right. Okay. So if you've got a really high-end property, then it might be a good thing, because they've probably got a pool person, actually. There we go.
There you go, right? It's not really the family's problem to be able to deal with it. And we are generalizing here, of course. But typically in the higher end of the market, they're a little bit more expected from the research that we have done. But again, it is something that is going to polarize your buyer pool. Excuse the pun.
I didn't even catch that. I need more coffee. That's quite good.
So you, again, if you're thinking about adding a pool, what I would say is do it and do it for you. If you're going to get use out of it for the next 5-10 years, don't do it to add value to your property. I am not saying that come 5 or 10 years later that you're not going to find another family that's like, oh my goodness, we've wanted a house and we've wanted a pool for so many years. It just makes that chance of finding that particular buyer more narrow. So I wouldn't encourage it of anyone who wants to add value to your house. If you've got the money to do something, there will be so many other things I would add to the list before putting in a pool to add value to the property.
Yeah, 100%. Well, on that then, thinking of the outdoors, this is super anecdotal, and I would like you to let me know if there's actually anything to this beyond the anecdote. Because what I've been told by so many people is that outdoor areas, doing a really nice outdoor area, especially if we're talking something like a covered deck, that's almost like adding another room to the house and can really increase the appeal, indoor outdoor flow, yada, 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 that can be a good one that's not too spendy, but can pay off. Again, that's anecdotal though. Do we have any actual thoughts on it from someone who actually knows what they're talking about?
So, great question. What I would say is that also depends on what part of the country you're in. You sort of look in the colder. So you think about Southland. There's not many houses in Invercargill or Bluff that do have outdoor areas just because they have a different climate to most of the rest of New Zealand. You look at areas that perhaps might be a bit more beachy and batchy. Absolutely, you are going to. And I go back to that thought around first impressions and where buyers can see themselves in your house. Now, is it going to make or break a house sale? Probably not. But again, you want to hook that buyer in with as many ways possible that you can. And if they can see themselves having barbecues out in the, you know, the dusk of summer, or they see themselves, you know, with their patio furniture out there and thinking, oh, and then we could potentially, you know, put a swing set here, or you're starting to create a story and a life for that buyer and getting kind of that emotion that we do want them to do, even though we say buy with your head, definitely.
Yeah. When we're talking to buyers, we're saying be a smart buyer and buy with your head. When we're talking to our sellers, we're saying, yeah, but get everyone else going with their heart. Yeah.
You do. And you want that. That's inherently, the head will talk to the heart. They're not, you know, mutually exclusive organs. they work together. And I think that's where you've got the beauty of it, is that if you've got the love for this home and then it stacks financially and makes really good sense for both the buyers and the sellers, you've got a beautiful combination there.
Beautiful. All right. Well, if someone was listening to this and they had a limited budget, we're thinking 5 to 10K, but they're wanting to make the most. They're thinking we might not be selling immediately, but soonish. We're wanting to make this place zhuzhed up a bit. Ooh. Limited budget, where do you put it?
I would paint, depending on where you are selling it. I would probably do it a little bit closer to when you're going to sell than when you're not, just because it can tire quicker than most. Facades on things like a kitchen can make a real difference. Even looking at, can you change your splashback? Can you change the covered doors? And a lot of things like Mitre 10 have the ability to, you know, bit of DIY. I mean, if you're not handy, I don't encourage DIY. But look, if you are a bit handy and you want to give it a go, things like that can just really lift and freshen. Paint makes a big deal. And as we said, elbow grease. Go and hire yourself a water blaster from Mitre 10 or hire a pool, get that driveway looking spick and span, water blast the fences, give the fence a good paint. Think about that first impression. And there's just actually a lot that facades around your house will really lift it quite instantly. You'll probably be sitting there going, why did I not do this earlier? You know,
anytime anyone moves house, sells house, whatever, every time that line is going to come out, why didn't I do this earlier?
Yeah. You get new carpet for the new buyers. You're like, why didn't I?
I could have enjoyed this. Love it. Thank you so much. Vanessa Williams from realestate.co.nz. Now look, if this episode was helpful to you, first of all, hit subscribe. Make sure you never miss a trick with your money, but also send it to a friend so we can all level up together. Until next time, have a great day.
Just a note before you go, this podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.